Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 6:30 headlines. Dover firefighters responded to the Dover chemical plant early Tuesday morning in reference to a chemical release call. A computer system malfunction caused an unknown amount of hydrochloric acid and chlorine to be released, forming a small cloud plume above the plant, but it disappeared within about 15 minutes. No injuries were reported and all roads have been reopened following the incident. The Dover City School District will be closed today due to high temperatures registered inside of their buildings. Along with no classes, all elementary schools and middle school athletics and extracurricular activities are canceled. Dover School District buses will not be transporting to Buckeye Career Center, Tuscarawas Central Catholic, or other schools that students may attend. For more headlines, be sure to visit us on Facebook or WTUZ.com.
Hi, Michelle Spring.
Hey, I didn't know you worked here. Are you a new employee?
You are quite funny over
What's
there.
What's your name?
Quite funny. I just started. What's this button do right here? Hey, I missed you.
Did ya?
Or at least I thought I did until those opening remarks. I take that all back.
I think that's what you missed the most.
How was your Labor Day?
It was great. It was warm. We celebrated a birthday. We went to an Indians game. We did a lot of fun things.
Yeah, listen, mine was fantastic. I had an extra day off, which, listen, I needed for sure. Just a little R&R. I call it a mental health day. We all need them every now and again. Yes, I wanted to bring that up. How was the birthday party for the little one?
It was good.
Is she now officially one?
She is 1 year old.
What are you going to do? You have a one-year-old.
Cry. I just cry.
Please don't cry on air.
No.
We've just started.
It was the first time she had ever had sugar. And, yeah. So, but she loved her cake. I'll have to show you the pictures and the videos. She was all into it. It was really, really hot that day, and we had the party outside in the garage and kind of outside in the driveway as well. But
yeah,
the cake started to melt.
Well, yes, it's. I mean, you know, it's 100 degrees feels right. Like temperature. At least it was over the weekend.
Right, but we had fun. We watched the Buckeyes game out in the garage, and it was warm. It was really warm. Then I went to that Indians game the next day, and oh my gosh, I literally thought I was going to pass out.
Yeah, I don't know. And you took the little one, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we always go up to the Terrace Club if it gets too hot.
Right.
So
I was going to say, that's child endangerment right there.
Right.
Taking them to a Tribe game in the middle of summer.
Right, right. How was your weekend? What'd you do that was fun?
Well, listen, I mean, that was fun. Nothing really, to be honest with you.
Oh, well, that's not.
I know. Rebecca's first day of school was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
There at good old Lake Middle School. And I know it's late, but they had all the construction, as I told you before. So yesterday was her very first day. So I sort of stayed home, took the kids to daycare for her, and let her have a nice, easy, peasy kind of first day of school.
Oh, it's nice of you.
Yeah, I thought so. So that's basically what I did yesterday on my day off, and then...
Did you sleep while they were gone all day?
No. I got some stuff done around the house. Actually got some things prepared for here. Did some work-related things, believe it or not.
Why? Just, you have a day off.
Just because I'm a dedicated employee.
Girl, bye.
Girl, bye, she says. First of all, I am a guy. One. Last time I checked, at least.
You're too much. You texted me yesterday. You're like, hey, what's the login? I'm like, no. No, you have the day off. We're not doing this.
Thanks for that, by the way.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I just needed a simple website. I had my login and password. I just needed the website.
Too much.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You're welcome. So much happened while you were gone.
Well,
I wanted to talk to you.
Name one thing.
This whole Colin Kaepernick thing. I wanted to talk to somebody about it, and I felt like Shauna just wasn't the girl to do it with.
Well, first of all, bold move, Nike. Very bold move.
Right.
And anybody who wants to get rid of any of their Nike apparel, you can send it here to the studios, 2424 East High Ave, New Philadelphia. I will gladly wear your Nike gear. No, it took onions, I guess that's the right word, for them to do what they did.
I've never heard that phrase
They
before.
Could have maybe went with a
better slogan.
Well, I get their slogan, just do it. It's always been their kind of
Not
slogan.
Not that one, the other one about leave forgetting. What is it here? I'm like, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything.
There you
everything.
Go. There
yeah,
you
they
go.
Could have definitely come up with a better.
For those who may not
quote.
Know, Colin Kaepernick, the dude who is kind of the first to kneel during the national anthem in the NFL, is behind this new ad campaign with Nike, which is celebrating the anniversary of their Just Do It campaign, right? Like 30 years of that is, I think, what they're celebrating. But then what Michelle just read you is kind of the other thing that went along with the whole ad campaign. And folks are up in arms because, oh, how can Nike support this guy, Colin Kaepernick? And, I mean, really, he's one of the most polarizing figures in sports right now.
Mm-hmm.
To this, I mean, right now on September the 5th, 2018 on a Wednesday. Really and truly.
Right, people. So I posted on my Facebook page just to see people's reactions, like what they thought. People went crazy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They were so mad.
I mean, despite of what you think about the man,
right.
Colin Kaepernick, I mean.
Well, they keep saying a true hero is, and they keep showing, I think this is Pat Tillman, is that his name?
Yeah.
They keep showing photos of him, like he's a true hero, Colin Kaepernick is not a real hero, and I don't know.
And a lot of people.
Just going to stay back and watch.
A lot of people sounded off, including our president. He sounded off on the whole issue.
Right.
Hey, everybody's mad and burning Nike gear and saying they're never going to buy it or wear it ever again.
Send it to the homeless shelters.
Yeah. No, well, nobody had a problem with this, you know, when children over there making 4 cents an hour in sweatshops and everything because they're over there making your tennis shoes. And but now we have an issue with
now
Nike.
It's a big deal.
Now it's a huge deal.
Right. Oh, man.
But yeah, hey, it's just a way for, look what we're still talking about a couple days later.
I know.
Nike. It's just the way. Just the way. You know, I pass a billboard everywhere to work that uses it's a play on Nike's Just Do It campaign, and it's Don't Do It, I think, actually, is what it is. It's the Fight Against Heroin campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, a needle in the shape of the Nike swoosh, and it says, Don't Do It, Heroin.
Where is this at?
It's right before you get on 77 northbound, where 62 and 77 split, right near the Pro Football Hall of Fame, yeah, right near my house. So I thought it was interesting. I see it every day, and I saw it this morning. I go, huh? Colin Kaepernick, there's that. I don't know. It all made sense in my little head.
Wow.
Hey, kids and teachers and staff and school administrators alike, they don't want to go back to school, Michelle. Canceling, of course, schools because of the summer heat. A lot of schools within Northeast Ohio yesterday, and some even today, closing because of the late summer heat wave that's rolling through Northeast Ohio. Some have closed, some are letting out early. Dover is closed today, correct?
Correct.
Wow.
I know.
Now, do they have no AC in that building?
See, I was told...
I know the building's like 100 years old.
Right. Well, I was told that they didn't, but I'm not sure. I don't know 100% if they don't have school or AC or not. But I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I went to a volleyball game at Philly High School. It was the Dover Philly volleyball game.
Yeah, you were there yesterday, right?
And, oh my, they don't have AC in there. I was there for probably 25 minutes, and I'm not kidding you. I was just sitting there. Drenched in sweat. I don't know how these kids do it. To be honest, it's just too much. Like, I mean, I'm in my 30s. I'm like, I can't focus. It was just too crazy. It was so hot. Like, maybe, I couldn't imagine a 16-year-old kid trying to sit there.
Maybe menopause is hitting you a little early.
Listen,
Michelle.
No, everybody was sweating. They had these huge fans going, but it just wasn't enough. And I understand it was in a gymnasium, and there's a lot of activity and people and bodies and sweat and blah. But it was so hot in there. Holy cow.
I'm sure the smell in there was on point.
It's great.
As well. Akron Public Schools, many of them closed yesterday, along with Cleveland City Schools. And same as in the forecast for today with the heat wave that's rolling through. Heat indices, though, not heat indexes, but heat indices are expected not to be as high today as they have been in the past couple of days. So still, it's going to be a little warm and muggy out there. So there you go.
Yay.
What, you're not a fan.
I like the heat. I will take that over a 10-inch snow day any day. But sometimes you just can't breathe when it's that hot.
It's like you can cut it with a knife.
Yeah.
Hey, Gordon, which is now a hurricane, Category 1, made landfall last night. Right along the Mississippi-Alabama line, and now the Florida Panhandle is seeing a lot of damage and winds and rain from that as well, too. 70-plus mile-an-hour winds as it made landfall along the Gulf Coast last night. This is the first hurricane. Of course, we're well into hurricane season now, but it's the first one since, like, last October, right? It's the first one that we've had, which is quite some time.
Yeah, that is a long time ago.
You know, Joanne, our owner.
She's down there right
now.
She's
in Florida right
now. She's freaking out.
She'll be okay. Listen, it's not even a state of emergency there in Florida. Only Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana. So she should be just fine.
Well, apparently, this is coming from Brooke. She said that Joanne and her son went to a grocery store, and there wasn't bread. There was, like, a lot of the groceries had been gone, and she said Joanne was on freak mode. She's like, send me home.
Please, God.
I can only imagine.
Nobody should have to bear through that. Let alone a hurricane, but...
Bear through Joanne?
Joanne's freak mode,
no,
yeah.
Oh, no.
Nobody should have to ever endure that. You need to board up your windows when she goes into another
freak
level
mode.
Like that. Not just for the hurricane. Yeah, shouts and prayers to the folks on the Gulf Coast. It was just a tropical storm, right? A couple days ago as it moved through the Keys. And
yes.
Now a full-fledged hurricane, just Category 1. It's going to die down, though. We may... over the weekend, see a bunch of rain.
We need it.
From this. You're right. Things are dry. And
our grass is dead. Just, we need it.
Hear you there. Mm-hmm. Hear you there. All right, Michelle. We will hear you again coming up at the top of the hour, right?
Yeah.
You have the latest local news update. Don't go anywhere, please.
Right. No.
What do you mean, no? How you doing, Michelle Spring?
Good.
I know, you haven't been keeping up to date with your space news because, listen, you had some time off. Monday, you weren't here. Yesterday.
Because it was a holiday.
And yesterday.
You were gone?
I was gone, yes. But I feel like you... You need to know this, and maybe, yeah, you missed it. But get this, a parachute system that's designed to land spacecraft on Mars will be tested later this week off of Virginia's coast. It's Friday is when it's going down. They're going to launch from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility on Virginia's eastern shore, and it'll be the third test of this parachute system. Now, the parachute, eventually they want to land it on Mars, but they want to do so at, obviously they're in space, a high rate of speed, so they need to get it down just right, Michelle.
Hmm.
They've tried it before, back in 2012, didn't go so well. So they're revamping it, renovating it. And in a press release, they said this Friday, they're going to do one more test. So one day, there's already the rover up there, right? The Mars rover, but it got caught in a dust storm. We don't know what's going on with that now. The dust storm could last months, they said. Months.
Months.
But now they want to land a parachute up there with more testing supplies and whatnot.
Why don't you go up?
The more you know. Well, remember last week we talked about that astronaut that quit. Mm-hmm. The space program, first one in 50 years. Apparently they had, I think, 18,000 applicants. So maybe next year I'll throw my name in the hat.
You should.
Or the space helmet, so to speak.
Jesus.
Pun totally intended. Hey, have you heard about Carrie Underwood sounding off about women in country music, how they don't get the respect that they deserve and maybe some of the opportunities that some of the men get? You heard about this?
No.
It was in a podcast with some lady named Elena Smith. It's called Women Want to Hear Women podcast. So if you're a woman, you want to hear other women, this podcast is totally for you. No, but Elena Smith is the one who hosts the podcast. She sat down with Carrie. Carrie Underwood kind of sounded off on what it's like to be a woman in country music.
Shutting that door on women don't want to hear women because that's BS.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was growing up, I wished there was more women on the radio, you know, and I had a lot more than there are today.
Yeah, I was going to say that saying a lot with like 90s country.
That's Elena Smith right there, host of the podcast.
Think about all of the little girls that are sitting at home saying, I want to be a country music singer. Mm-hmm. What do you tell them? You know, what do you do? How do you look at them and say, well, just work hard, sweetie, and you can do it, when that's probably not the case right now, because I see so many girls out there busting their rear ends and so many guys out there that it's like some new guy has like a number one and I'm like, well, good for you. That's great. But who are you? Like, what's happening? And then these other people, that these women, strong women who are super talented that totally deserve it, not getting the same opportunities.
I get it, girl.
Which is true. Hashtag girl power. But no, I totally do get it. It's true.
Totally.
Because whether it has to do with music or movies, Hollywood, or just jobs in general. I mean, it doesn't even have to be a high-profile job. It could be any job.
Mm-hmm.
Women oftentimes overlooked for a man. I don't know why they think men can do a job better or what the case may be than a woman, but I don't know. But listen, it's been like 10 years that I've worked in country radio. And yes, I mean, it is rare. We all know it. No matter what genre of music it is, it's rare for women to be on top and stay on top, if you think about it. Meanwhile, men rotate in and out on the top of the chart each and every single week.
That's crazy.
So she has a point.
She does. And while she was talking about that, I'm trying to think of, like, female artists that we play a lot, and we don't.
Well,
I can name a ton of men.
Right, exactly.
I can't. I come up with maybe a handful of women.
Okay, current right now, like ones that are like within
solo artists.
Yeah, solo
female
that are within the top 40.
Maren Morris.
There's one. Okay.
Carrie Underwood.
There's
Miranda Lambert.
Three.
Kelsey Ballerini.
There's four. Good job. Yeah.
I want to add like Faith Hill, but is that?
Now, see, I mean, in the top 40 now, currently, like that's hot. That, you know, I mean, females that go to number one. That Carly Pearce, remember she had that?
Oh yeah,
she had the Every Little Thing and that Hide the Wine song. Right now, she's kind of a hot newcomer right now. I mean, other than that, Lindsay L, blonde newcomer that plays the guitar. But moral of the story is it is harder for a female to burst onto the scene, no matter what it may be.
That's crazy.
But that podcast is interesting. Carrie Underwood, you heard her say BS in there. But later on the podcast, she actually uses the full word when talking about this whole thing. So it got her all fired up.
Get it, girl. Fire.
Hey, listen, anytime Carrie Underwood wants to talk like a trucker, I mean, it kind of turned me on a little bit.
Oh, gosh.
Michelle, I mean, just saying.
Please.
She seemed like a down-to-earth gal on that podcast.
She's pretty cool, I think. I think she'd be fun to hang out with.
Anyway, speaking of podcasts, you missed anything from this morning, last hour, or this hour, go to WTUZ.com. We have our very own podcast section. Hey, Demi Lovato is selling the house
in
which she OD'd in.
I saw that.
For $8 million, but, well, okay, she purchased it for $8.3 million back in September of 2016. Now selling it for just under $9.5 million. So the price of an overdose in a home, a little more than $1 million, Michelle. So there you go.
My gosh.
So if I want the value of my home to go up, I just need to have an overdose in it.
You're terrible.
Apparently. of course, she overdosed after, reportedly, I use air quotes, a freebasing fentanyl-laced oxycodone and losing consciousness. My oh my.
Mm.
This house has 4 bedrooms. 6 bathrooms.
Dang.
Was built in 1979. I wonder which one of those bathrooms she passed out in and was found puking.
Aaron,
I'm just kidding. Too soon? Too soon, I'm sorry.
Some people really struggle with that, and you're sitting here making fun of it.
I'm not making fun of anything. I'm being entertaining is what I'm trying to do. of course, remember last week I played sound from her drug dealer, Brandon Johnson. Were you here?
I was not.
Maybe that was Mary that was here.
It must have been. What did he say?
He basically admitted the whole thing and told the whole story. He went over there at 4 a.m. They watched crime shows and did drugs together. You know, it's what strong relationships are built upon, Michelle. Crime shows and drugs. But TMZ reported that the guy won't be investigated or arrested for his role. He just won't be. I don't know.
That's interesting.
She's been in Chicago, has Demi Lovato getting treatment, and staying there on the East Coast. But for $9 million, you can have the home in which she OD'd in.
Easy.
Don't know if that has any
chump change.
Don't know if that has any significance to any of you, but there you go. Hey, the post swimsuit era for the Miss America pageant begins tonight.
Oh wow!
Believe it or not, the first of three nights of preliminary competition begins, of course, with the big change. In past years, one talent and one swimsuit winner were named in each of the three preliminary nights. Now that's all changed. Instead of the swimsuit winner, they'll have an onstage interview winner that will be named. So, there you go. Current Miss America, it's Kara Mund, right? That's who won it last year. These preliminaries are not televised, but Sunday night's big shindig will be on ABC. I couldn't figure out the word I wanted to use right there. So I went with shindig.
Is this the one that Donald Trump used to own, or is that
Miss America?
Or is that Miss USA? Didn't he used to own one?
He used to have some role or something. Did he actually own the pageant, the competition?
I can't remember.
How does one own that?
Listen, there are a lot of questions surrounding Donald Trump, so I don't know.
Touche, Michelle.
I don't know.
Touche.
I just know he had his hand in one of the competitions.
Whoa, hey now, be careful what you say now.
Well, not like
be
that.
Be careful.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
What you say. That's Michelle Spring, everybody. Michelle, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good to be back in your graces.
Part-timer.
Hey, excuse me. Excuse me.
Didn't stutter.
You're not referring to Babbling Brook over here. Just kidding.
No.
I am only kidding. Hey, the FBI, in cooperation.
Are they coming for you?
With the Grand Rapids Police Department. I certainly hope not. With the sting operation, recovered Dorothy's stolen ruby red slippers.
Oh my gosh.
From the Wizard of Oz.
Stolen.
Yeah, since 2005. They were gone for 13 years.
Who took them?
They still don't know, believe it or not.
Where'd you find them?
Can I tell the damn story or no? Are you going to let me? I meant to hit the laugh track, but whatever.
Let's
it's my first
go.
Day back. If I'm a part-timer, I would have gotten
the
I would have gotten the buttons correct. Can I continue to tell the story
now?
They were stolen from a Minnesota museum. They were recovered during the sting operation after a man approached the shoe's insurer. Now, the shoes actually had an insurer, and he said he could help get them back. The slippers, they were on loan to the Judy Garland Museum in the late actress's hometown of Grand Rapids, Minnesota. They were taken back in 2005 by someone who climbed through a window and broke into a small display case and then took off with the shoes. They're insured for $1 million.
Dang.
And then last summer in 2017, this guy randomly approached the insurer and said, hey, I can get these shoes back, blah, blah, blah. One thing led to another. FBI got involved, and after nearly a year-long investigation, the slippers were finally recovered.
Wow.
Now get this. No arrests have been made.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody charged in the case, but apparently the FBI says they have multiple suspects as to who may have stolen those ruby red slippers.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Of course, key to that movie back in 1939.
Wow.
Now,
1939.
These stolen slippers, authenticity, they were verified by comparing them with the pair at the Smithsonian in Washington. Those aren't the real slippers. These, indeed, are the real slippers.
So the ones in the Smithsonian are fake?
Those are fake. They're a knockoff. Pretend.
No.
Yes, they are.
Then why would they be in the Smithsonian?
Just because it's, hey, these were, maybe those were just in case Judy Garland spills something on these slippers, or if a little munchkin from Munchkin Land drops a lollipop on it. I don't really know.
That's weird.
But according to this article, yeah, the stolen slippers were verified, comparing them with the pair at the Smithsonian. And these indeed are the real ones.
That's bizarre.
FBI will capture whoever was involved, I'm sure. But especially a huge case like that. I mean, they had a huge press conference yesterday with these slippers on display. This article I saw on the AP had about 10 different pictures from different angles.
Wow.
With the slippers, yeah.
I have a friend whose mom is obsessed with the Wizard of Oz. I bet you she had something to do with it.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Straight put her on blast. Well, maybe you need to contact the FBI.
No, she would totally try them on, though.
Or the Grand Rapids Police Department, and then go from there. Maybe there's a reward, so you may want to think about that.
I don't know.
Hey, Apple just recently became the only $1 trillion.
Oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Publicly traded company. Now Amazon is right behind Apple. Now the second publicly traded company to be worth $1 trillion.
Jeez.
Of course, Amazon. Remember when they just used to do books back in the day?
Yeah.
Now, of course, Amazon has revolutionized how people shop online.
That's where I get everything.
The world's most dominant internet retailer. Jeff Bezos, number one on Forbes billionaires list this year. If that surprises anybody.
No.
Knocking Bill Gates down to number two. Warren Buffett's up there at number three. Mark Zuckerberg at five. The dude over in Europe who's a huge multi-billionaire. Dude. He's a retailer and everything. Amancio Ortega, is that how you say his name? The Koch brothers are tied at eight. Larry Ellison, dude from Oracle, is number 10. Top billionaires. But anyway, back to Amazon. Of course, Jeff Bezos, I mean, he peeked into the future with that one. So all you have to do, I tell you all the time, to be an entrepreneur, just peek into the future just a little bit when it comes to inventing something or just improve upon something that's already out there, Michelle.
Right.
I'm not going to go into my secrets.
What are you hiding?
Amazon stock rose too with that news, 1.7%, doing the complete and exact opposite of what Nike's stock did over the past 24 hours.
Did their stock really plummet?
Oh, most certainly did.
Oh, really?
Most certainly.
Crazy.
Hey, Paul McCartney, we all know he's, one of the most iconic and popular solo acts, and of course, part of the Beatles, for those who may not have known that. Beatles, just a small band back in the
60s. I've never heard of them.
You know what I mean? Came over from across the pond and induced something called Beatlemania. But in a recent interview with a British newspaper, former Beatle Paul McCartney, I should say Sir Paul McCartney, tells the publication that he once saw God during a psychedelic trip.
Oh, Lord.
I don't know if all this is to promote his new album and tour and everything, but he's 76 years old, and he told the Sunday Times that he was humbled by the experience. He said, quote, "It was huge, a massive wall that I couldn't see the top of, and I was at the bottom. And anybody else would say it's just the drug, the hallucination. But we felt we had seen a higher thing."
Wow.
And, quote. Listen, we all know the Beatles were on some, they were on another level. Yellow Submarine, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Who in the heck is Sergeant Pepper anyways?
I have a funny story about that.
Is it radio friendly?
Yeah. So there was a coworker that I used to work with at my old job who was the biggest Beatles fan.
Yeah.
And we had a press release. It was probably 2 years ago. It was the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper's.
Yeah.
The album. And I'm embarrassed even.
You know what? I think I've heard this story.
We got the press release and he was standing right beside me and I go, "Who's Sergeant Pepper? There's like a 50th anniversary party for him."
Is Sergeant Pepper from Cleveland?
I was like, and then I was telling him, I'm like, "Yeah, it's at the Rock Hall. This is so weird." And I was like, I went to go Google Sergeant Pepper's, and he goes, "You're doing what?" I was like, "Well, I don't know who he is." And he's like, "It's
Michelle.
Not a person." I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed."
Michelle.
So needless to say,
you know,
Sergeant
Pepper,
all about it.
He has a statue right next to Jim Tomey and and LeBron. That's where his statue is.
Yeah.
Right there.
I was pretty embarrassed. They still don't let me live that down.
Well, I don't know why they would. And now I did hear that story once before, but
I tell you that?
Thanks for reminding me of that once again.
You're welcome. It's one of my classic moments.
Yeah. We'll put it in that classic category.
Yes.
Just mark one up into the classics, why don't we? All right, Michelle, you'll come back around the top of the hour for news, right?
Yes.
But, of course, you always stick around for Z News with Babbling Brook.
Sure.
Which is just right around the river bend.
Baby, don't miss the way you know I love. Let it all.
Country 99.9 WTUZ. That's Walker Hayes, his latest. It's called 90s Country. Babbling Brook is here, by the way.
Hey, I like that song.
Now listen, these are all the songs that Walker Hayes squeezed into that song right there, 90s Country, okay? Bunch of 90s songs. Michelle Spring is also still here. Strawberry Wine is one of them. Amazed by Lone Star. Cowboy Take Me Away. Wink. Check Yes or No. She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. The list goes on and on and on. Somehow, in some sort of subliminal messaging, Walker Hayes got all those songs into that song.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like you, Babbling Brook.
Thanks.
How was your time off? Your Labor Day? All that was good.
Yeah. How was your long weekend off, I should say?
Fantastic.
Yeah. See, I was saying out there, I said, you know, some places people aren't allowed to take the next day off after a holiday. So you're very lucky.
From a show that my wife watches, The Real Housewives of, I forget what it was, maybe Atlanta. Who gonna check me, boo? Who's gonna tell me no?
I don't know. They probably will now.
I needed Tuesday off to say no.
You can't give any of us trouble then from now on.
That's right.
I never miss any time.
I hardly ever do either, Eric. I am always here.
I'm not getting into
this. Let me tell you, I've been here 15 years.
This is the battle I will not win with.
You will not win.
Two females over here.
That's right.
Hashtag part timer.
Yeah. No, but honestly, I mean, until this year, I don't think I've ever used all of my vacation days in 15 years. I mean, come on. I don't know. Is that clap worthy? It's almost like a slap to the face. Should slap my own face.
Don't do that.
For not taking my days off.
If you want to hit yourself, you got to go.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye.
If you want to hit yourself, let's go Facebook Live.
Okay.
You do have Z News for us.
I do. All right. In this day in history, in 1882, the nation's first Labor Day was celebrated with a parade in New York. Although Labor Day now takes place on the first Monday of September, the first celebration occurred on a Tuesday.
But see, I still celebrate that way because I took Monday.
You did. You did. Yes. You brought 1882 back.
I did.
In 1987, American Bandstand was canceled after 30 years on television. 1998, Google is incorporated, went on to become, of course, the planet's most used search engine. I feel like I use Google every day.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah. 2002, Kelly Clarkson wins the first American Idol.
And hold on, when? 2000 when?
2002.
Wow.
That seems so long ago. And then 2006, Katie Couric debuted as anchor of the CBS Evening News. Holidays for today, it's Be Late for Something Day. I think that could probably be every day for some people. It's Cheese Pizza Day.
Any day to celebrate anything pizza day.
Yeah.
We'll go for it.
Right. And then International Day of Charity. On TV tonight, America's Got Talent is on at 8. There's going to be an elimination round. Big Brother's also on at 8. The Real Housewives of New York City is on at 8. Guy's Grocery Games is on at 9. Martha and Snoop's Potluck Dinner Party is on at 9:01. I need to start recording those.
Two episodes tonight.
There are two episodes. Those are really good. Property Brothers is on at 9. And Sarah Silverman and Dave Matthews Band will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And Jennifer Garner, Jeff Foxworthy, and Sheryl Crow will be on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. And then in country news, Luke Bryan, he's going to be celebrating with a free concert for his grand opening of his 32 Bridge Food and Drink Restaurant and Bar in Nashville.
Everybody that's anybody has a bar in Nashville.
They do.
You have Blake, you have Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line.
Yes.
I know I'm missing probably 10 others. Toby Keith.
Right. So. All the big guns. But this was interesting to me. It's featuring 30,000 square feet of entertainment space, 8 inside bars.
Okay.
A multi-level rooftop bar. 4 stages and 2 restaurants.
Seems like overkill.
This is going to take like a whole block, I feel like.
Seems like it's a little too gargantuan.
It's overkill, maybe a little bit, but wow. So yeah, he's putting on a free concert on September 10th.
To open that bad
boy. To open it up. Yeah.
I wonder which one of his four stages he'll be on.
I think he's going to be in the outside, in the front.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, next time we all go to Nashville.
Go to Luke's place.
Check it out. Yeah. I would like to do more of that kind of stuff the next time I go.
You should have called it Luke's place.
That's true.
To be honest.
That's true.
Yeah. Hey, y'all want to go down to Luke's place? Yeah, let's go.
That seems pretty cool, though. I mean, huge.
Hey, listen, you didn't want to mention this, but I'll mention it. You didn't want to bring it up. But there was some article where Nicki Minaj, R&B/rap star.
Yeah.
Something about I'm using air quotes, works out.
She exercises.
Exercises, makes love 3 times at night before going to bed.
That is like, if she's with somebody and they can't hang, they're out.
She's not. She's got to be a dude because a woman.
Exactly.
Woman is not.
No.
She's telling
most women aren't like that.
She's telling a lie.
She's very,
promiscuous?
Well, that, but she's really, like, bossy, I guess is the thing to say, maybe.
Hey, some guys are into that.
I guess. But
some guys are into it 3 times a night, I guess.
Yeah. I don't really know how to work around this without, you know, I need it to stay clean, and I don't know how I can.
Well, good job dancing. Brooke, good job dancing around the whole subject. You're true.
But she was talking about that stuff on Ellen.
Yeah, she was. So, it's network, not network television. It's your locals.
Turn that off, kids.
Those are your locals.
She doesn't need to be talking about that stuff, though.
All right, Brooke.
Kids are watching.
You'll be back tomorrow on what will already be a Friday.
I know, right? Nice short week.